You know, one of the things that is really jumping out at me now, Wade, as you talk with us about getting up when we've been knocked down, pushing even when we're tired, finding out new ways to keep moving forth. And one of the words that really sticks out in my mind as you share all of these qualities with me, with us, is commitment.
You have to ask yourself, what's your level of commitment? I mean, when will things start to happen? When will you get the goal that you want? When will you get the money that you want? When will you get the position that you want? It will happen when it's supposed to happen. See, the thing that we have to be aware of, it will never happen if you're not committed. If you think about it, some of the people that made a difference in our culture, Maya Angelou, wrote the book How the Caged Bird Sings, but it took 22 years for the book to be discovered. Diana Nyad has been trying to swim back and forth across the waters from Cuba to Florida, and it's taken her 14 years to make that happen. Or let's talk about Amanda Bury and the three young ladies that were locked up and taken from their families in Ohio earlier this year, and they were just discovered they had been locked away for 10 to 15 years. But she was committed to escape and find her freedom. How committed are you? How committed are you to giving and leaving those things that are behind you and reaching for those things that are before you in order to create the life that you want? See, I think what we have to ask ourselves is, how committed are you? Because boldness has genius and greatness and power in it as long as you're committed to continue to striving. And it's not what you get. No, let me correct you. It's not what you'll get in the end. It's who you become that will make all the difference.
That is so powerful. And there again, this seems to be a recurring theme. It really is about who we are, who we become, who we be, much more than what we do or what we get.
Here's the interesting thing, Carl. If you ever talk with a millionaire, most millionaires, you will ask, how'd you make your money? And they will tell you that they had to work, they had to break their sweat, they had to roll up their sleeves. But here's the one question I always ask any successful person that I'm around. I will say, if you lost all your wealth, would you be able to get it back? And everyone that I have interviewed, from a Les Brown to Fortune 500 owners of companies, they have said, I could get it back because it's who I am and what I've learned over the years that makes me able to say that with confidence and conviction.
And that is so intriguing, because a lot of times people, and I guess particularly people who have not gotten to that point in their lives where they've really gained, achieved, accomplished major goals and made a lot of whatever it is, would probably assume that if someone gained a fortune and ever lost it, they'd probably never be able to regain it. And it would be a tragic loss that would stay with them for the rest of their lives, but not so, according to those who have made it.
So let's give some tools here that's really that people can use.
Okay.
Then sit down and look at, what is it that you need to learn? What is it that you need to put between your ears? What lessons do you need to learn? What is it that you need to study that will help take you to another level? See, the new currency in our economy is education and re-educating yourself. So what is that you need to learn? The second thing we must do is, what people are you around? Because as Dennis Kimbrough says, if you're the smartest one in your group, then you need a new group. The third thing is, how are you using your time? Because time waits for no man or woman. And if you use your time correctly, then I guarantee you, if you start to work on you, if you start to get around people that will push you up, Mike Williams, Les Brown's mentor, says bring out your best stuff, and the only way you can do that is getting around people that will push you up instead of pull you down, then I guarantee you, you'll keep your emotional energy up, you'll keep your mindset up. But here's the thing, you will also make your income come up. Because the greatest value in this economy is mindset and creation. If you can create something that helps people solve problems, then how valuable will you become? If you're able to give people tools that will help them make living easier, how valuable you will become. And everyone was put on this planet that has something inside of them, a purpose that they are looking to fulfill and to give value to their fellow man. See, here's why I believe either you're valuable or you're expendable.
Wow.
What is it? Number one, start working on you. Turn off the television and start opening the books that will open more knowledge into you. Number two, get around people that will sharpen you. Iron sharpens iron. Iron sharpens iron. And number three, never stop striving. Stay committed.
Wade Randolph, I appreciate you so much. I believe that a lot of us are truly empowered now to start the push again, to revive the push. And those who were thinking about stopping the push have been encouraged and truly, truly, truly urged to keep pushing. Don't stop it. Keep the push. How to keep pushing when you're tired of pushing. This was truly invaluable to us. Thank you so much for joining us again.
Thank you, Carl. And as I say, you can always do more, achieve more, and have more because we can always become more. Have a great week and make your life a masterpiece.
Appreciate you. The More Guy at themoreguy.com, everyone.